for children, Flintstone kids, multivitamin in the morning, send them to school, they're bouncing off the walls, they can't focus, then we tell them they have ADD.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in, for being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, we'll get this one in. I got a lot to say about a controversial subject. Controversial? Oh, that's a tough word one. And I'm going to get this going right now.
So, multivitamins. Let's talk about it.
I feel like I don't want to say a tough one. I feel like it's not really a tough one for me to talk about. It's a tough one for people to hear because people don't necessarily want to hear the truth. They want to hear what. And it's not like multivitamin. It's not like that. It's not life-changing. The problem is that people don't necessarily want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. And on top of that, they don't want to hear that they've been lied to, fooled, tricked, because it makes them feel like less than, right? It makes them feel like, oh, it's my fault for being a victim and not knowing the truth. Like, there's actual real research around when someone offers bad news, that person is perceived as a negative type of individual. And I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but you could see what happened in the last few years about proper research and what is meant to believe, what mass opinions want you to believe. So, and the simplest way to go about this is, like, I'm going to pull up the ingredients for you. And we're in an age now where so much is accessible. It's not like a secret. You can't really hide things as well as you could before. All you can do is try to censor people or prevent them from seeing the truth or prevent them from doing their own research. And on top of that, now when you have your own opinion, which is different than the majority, you're often thought of as someone less than, or again, negative, or like demonizing, or you're what is it? What do they say? You are providing false evidence or whatever it is. You're basically lying if you don't say what everyone else is saying. And this whole show is going to be about, like, I think we were all kind of raised around having multivitamins. It's like, that's what your doctor recommends. Like, oh, just start taking a multivitamin. So we all kind of grew up with that. Like, the earliest example I can think of is Flintstone Kids. It's like, you take your multivitamin Flintstone Kids and you're going to be healthier. But then you go ahead and read the ingredients in Flintstone Kids and you're like, those aren't healthy ingredients. So, and the thing is, like, why I always go back to ingredients is because that's the very root. Like, that's the very core. You could look at something like, doesn't matter what it is. Like, it could be a food. I talk about supplements here in particular, but it could be a food. Like, you buy a box of crackers and they're like, or those digestive cookies. Like, the name is actually, they've branded the name digestive cookies. That's a brand name. And if you look at the ingredients, it has nothing to do with digestion. It would probably actually impede that proper digestion because of the ingredients are so low quality. So we have to understand, I mean, you look at the root cause. So when I was in college and I was taking all these supplements and I wasn't very healthy. And I was very confused. I was like, I've read bodybuilder magazines. I read Toscarina's oxygen magazines. I listened to our coaching staff and it was like, take a bunch of supplements and eat a lot of protein. And that was it. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So then I was like, at one point I was like 220 pounds of muscle. I was very immobile, couldn't move very well. And I took pride in that. I was like, oh, look how big I am, right? And I feel like I'll get into this in another topic, but I feel like I'll have some predictions in the future of what this year of 2024, I don't like to date the show because some people could be watching months or years later. At any rate, I feel like mobility is going to start to take over as health. So it was like bodybuilders were deemed healthy. And then you got into more cardio, like more long-term types of people, athletic types of people that long-term cardio, like long distance runners. And now we realize, like, those like ultra runners, maybe too many marathons, like that wears on your health, that wears on your bones, ligaments, joints. It's great for your resting heart rate and cardiovascular, but there's a lot of areas that runners deal with later on in life. And I'm not saying don't do that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, like, you look at extremes, like CrossFit had its time in the sunshine. I think I'm not in that world. So I feel like that mainstream, of course, if you're in the CrossFit world, it's like, that's all you think about, right? But I feel like that hit mainstream, it hit its peak, and there's so many injuries and a lot of issues with that in particular. Again, I'm not telling you not to do it. Do what's best for you, feel what's best for you or what you're passionate about. But I feel like health in general as a whole will progress to mobility as we continue to age and be healthier as we age. And something that stands out to me as I see older people lose their mobility is I'm not sure if there's anything more significant in your life or in your health than mobility. And I mean, you could go down a number of different rabbit holes in that regard, but just think about being stuck in your body. Like it is the most, what's the word? It is the most restrictive, imprisoning feeling. And a lot of people go through this every day, all day. So when you look at mobility in particular, like lower back pain, knee pain, joint pain, like not being able to walk, get up off the couch, out of your bed, off the floor, like mobility is so important. And I feel like that will take over the strength component or the muscle component of health as a generalization of healthy, right? Because we all have a perspective of what healthy is. And at any rate, so I talk about this, I'm quite open about the immobility I had from lower back pain. I put up a video of, I was messing around with our little guy outside, and I put up a video of me jumping over him. And it was like, it was so freeing because I thought, I was thinking about it, and I probably haven't jumped in 3 years, like jump like that, jump. And we were just like two little kids. It was so much fun. We're like running around this turf grass area. He was giggling, I was laughing. And I was like, I just like jumped, didn't even think about it. I just jumped over him. And I was like, oh my, and he was giggling and he thought it was the best thing ever. And I just thought, I felt so free, like a kid with no worries in the world. And I felt imprisoned in my own body for a long time, for three years, which felt like a lifetime for me because I've been so active my entire life. And that comes from health. Like if I were to look at conventional medicine in North America, they told me I had to be on medication probably for the rest of my life if I wanted to reduce my back pain with bulging discs, or they told me I had to have surgery. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. There's got to be another way. So I put myself, I went to every practitioner, every specialist you could possibly think of, and no one really made a difference. So I said, I got to take my health in my own hands. And that's when I started to dive even deeper on different forms of natural supplements, very low to zero inflammatory foods, like refined sugars, processed foods. And then you look at more healing types of foods like bone broth or just anti-inflammatory foods in particular, and proper like functional movements. That's why when we start working with people in our program, we start everyone off with functional full body weight movements to build them stronger from the inside out, so they don't have to worry about injuries. So they're not starting to work out into a program and they go full tilt, then they have to take 3 weeks off or 2 months off because they've hurt themselves. And that's the program I put myself through to heal my lower back pain and had a handful of other chronic things, not chronic, but a handful of other types of lingering injuries or pain from athletics, for being an athlete my whole life. So it might sound like that's not that, what does that have to do with multivitamins? That has everything to do with multivitamins and what we've been told or what we believe. So we believe, like, for example, you could look at rancid oils is an easy one. Like we're told that canola oil is fine. Like you can bake, you can cook, go buy a big tub of canola oil, it costs nothing, and you'll be good. And now we have people that have been taking canola oil for years, 10, 20, 30 years, and they deal with chronic pain. Like, where does that chronic pain come from? So if we don't take responsibility or accountability for our actions or inactions, we have to look at, have we been mobile or active for a chunk of our life or for the majority of our life? I believe that you reduce pain and increase mobility and feel better holistically the more active you are. And then I hear the same thing all the time from other people, like, I've been too active as a younger kid. That's why I have knee pain. And I'm like, really? And I don't argue with them, or I'm not going to debate someone in the grocery store in passing. But you hear the same thing with knee pain, joint pain, frozen shoulder. That happens a lot. A lot of our audience is women. That happens a lot with women in particular. But what the cure is mobility and moving. And the less you move, the less you have the ability to move. And I know what it was like, because I was terrified. My biggest fear was that I wouldn't be able to play with my son. And that's why when I took that vision of me jumping over him that went mini viral, at least on my page, is, it was a slow motion video, by the way, so maybe that was made it look a bit cooler, but that offered so much freedom because I had the mobility that I lacked at a small point in time. But you go back and look at years of using rancid oil, refined sugar, processed food, well, that is causing health issues as we get older, because it's been accumulating over the years. It's not like that's released from your body, or it's not like that's going to that you stop using it and it's gone right away, right? The damage has been done. The good news is you can go back and heal yourself, but it takes time and effort. Like, we work with people, we started working with more people individually for 6 weeks, and those types of people ended up being more like tire kickers types of people that only wanted short-term results. So then we moved our program to a minimum of 90 days and then to 6 months, because to actually be able to see results for people, like, a lot of times people have been living a certain way. Well, most people have been living a certain way for 20, 30, 40 years. That's how they live. That's their normal. So then you go and you put them into a program for short term. That could be 6 months, even a year. Like, I feel like as we grow and continue to get bigger and restrict access, because there's only a limited amount of time we have, we will continue to extend our minimum ability to work with us, because we want to make a difference in people's lives. That's the difference between us and other companies. Other companies companies just want to bring you in and they want to make some money. And then when you leave, that's fine. They'll just run more ads and bring more people in. For us, we want to be able to work with people for an extended period of time to change their life forever. And to do that, you need more than a few weeks to make sustainable lifestyle change. So I know some people are going to want, are interested in this topic. Other people aren't going to want to hear it. Other people are like, have avoided this topic in particular, or jump in real quick and then disappear, which is fine. But those of you that are in here, I'm just asking you to have an open mind. Like, think about the process of the steps that you've taken in your life to where you've been, or where you are now. And a lot of people are very happy with their health. That's great. But a lot of people are terribly unhappy with their health and have that imprisoned feeling that I was talking about, that I went through for a short time in the big scheme of things. So those are like, those steps that you've taken were created by the mindset that you've had. So that mindset needs to change for you to take different steps in your life. And that starts off with whatever your belief is around mobility, exercise or lack thereof, the nutrition and ingredients you're putting in your body. So if we could take a step back here to supplements in particular, we've been always told like, take your multivitamin, that's going to help. So this is an easy question for me to ask. I could ask probably anyone that's taken a multivitamin, what benefit has that shown you? And I could just about guarantee no one's going to be able to pick something in particular that's changed. Like, oh, I feel so much less pain in my life now since I've been taking a multivitamin, or I've been sleeping much better since I've been taking a multivitamin. Right? It's too general. That's the problem. And like you learn in business that when you market to everyone, you market to no one, right? One of the worst taglines in business, which we had for all your health and fitness needs, right? That was how I started out. Like, that was such a terrible tag, but you still see it all the time. And that's with any type of supplement. You look at our magnesium supplements and I ask someone like, what magnesium are you taking? Like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, why are you taking it? Well, I heard it was good for you, or my doctor told me to take it, right? But there's different forms of magnesium you take for a specific reason, right? So it's the same thing with a multivitamin. The problem there, when you look at multivitamins, is there's such a small amount of each vitamin in one, they end up helping none. If you're vitamin D deficient and you start taking a multivitamin, that's not going to raise your vitamin D level. And if it does, it's not going to raise it enough to make a difference for whatever you're lacking in your life, right? So that's number one. It's like those products are too generalized to make a difference. Now, okay, so the question is where am I getting my vitamins from? And that's, I always look at diet, nutrition. Like, we are a nutrition-based company. We're a holistic nutrition and fitness company that also sells supplements to supplement your diet. So that's why we teach a balance of macros. You have your healthy fats for a particular reason. Healthy fats are great for joints. They help burn body fat. They give you energy. So that's one macro. You have your complex carbs. You have complex carbs, your darker, like sweet potatoes, darker compared to lighter, like white bread, for example, or white potatoes. But so you have your sweet potatoes. Those offer maybe some grains. You could like quinoa. That's not a grain. It's a seed. So even people that are like, I can't have quinoa because I don't eat grains. You can have quinoa, right? It's a fantastic complex carb. It's also gluten-free, naturally. At any rate, you have your complex carbs for fiber, for digestion, for energy, right? Then you have your antioxidants, which is a huge one, which most people miss. You have your antioxidants, which are your vegetables. These fight free radicals. They build at the cellular level from the inside out. And a lot of people miss the veggies because, especially if you're like a macro counter or you're a calorie counter, there's so few calories in veggies. But in my opinion, they could probably be the most important macro. At the very least, the most important macro that everyone is forgetting about. Then you have your protein. You have different types of protein. You could have plant-based protein. You could have your meat protein, but you need a balance of protein as well. And that could be a combo of plants. That could be meats, or I wouldn't suggest like meat substitutes. I'm not a big fan of like meat substitutes. Like, just eat meat. You want to eat meat. Don't eat tofu. Like, don't eat tofu at all. You shouldn't eat tofu. No soy products, maybe fermented soy products, or at the very least organic or fermented soy products, otherwise no soy products. So that's the balance of the macros and the vitamins that you should be consuming on a regular basis. Every single day you have meals with the four macros. And a lot of times people miss out on that. So they have like toast and eggs, right? So you have a low quality, like at the lower end of the carb macro with a piece of bread, depending on the quality, not often great nutrient, not at the very least, not compared to like a sweet potato, right? So you have a piece of bread, which is usually carb heavy, and then an egg, right? So you're missing two of the macros, and that's what people would have. And then we could go down the line, but I don't want to dwell on the macros because we've talked about that plenty of times and we have full shows. But that's where you get your vitamins and nutrients from. Now you supplement to add to your nutrition, to your meals. Supplements are exactly the name of them. They are to supplement your diet, your lifestyle, your health. So you add supplements to your nutrition. You don't replace them. It would be easy for me to say, don't eat greens because like we sell supplements or we sell greens, right? Don't eat your greens. You hate greens? Don't worry about it. Just buy our greens instead and take those and you're good. You're not going to get all the nutrients from food that you need by just taking a green supplement, right? Like, that's just being real with you. I'm just telling you the truth. Like, those companies that tell you just to buy greens, like, they're lying to you. They just want to sell you their products. You should still eat greens. And I don't mean greens and greens. I mean like vegetables, like your cauliflower, bell peppers, broccoli, whatever it is. So, okay, I'm going to go through the ingredients of some of the two top two top selling multivitamins. Just stick with me. So where was I now? Okay, so you have a well balance of your macros because you're nutritionizing your body properly as you should, and then you supplement on top of that. See, there's different levels of health, right? Like you could look at at the very bottom level, you're probably staying hydrated and eating two or three times a day. We should be, right? Then you try to improve a bit, you take it to the next level, and you're doing a better job of balancing your macros. Maybe you're eating three or four times a day, proper meals, right? And then from there, this is just nutrition. I'm not even talking about fitness or exercise right now. So the next level would be to supplement, and I would start off with like a single supplement probably. Like magnesium in particular, like when people ask us about magnesium or they ask us about our supplements in general, I first ask them what they're looking for, what benefit. If they're not really sure or if they give me a few hints, usually magnesium stands out because that's how you level up. So if you look at magnesium in particular, which is why we got into it, is you don't get the amount of magnesium in food that you need to see the benefits of magnesium. It's the same thing with a multivitamin. You could take a multivitamin, but you don't get enough of each vitamin to improve your health in the direction you want by taking the multivitamin. So you don't just take, it's just like a random generalization. I'm just going to take a multivitamin. I don't need to supplement otherwise. Could be the same as you don't need to eat food. Just take a multivitamin. Don't worry about eating food, right? It doesn't work like that. So to level up, you would start taking a supplement that you feel needs to, you want to improve your health. So there's probably a particular reason. It could be sleep. It could be chronic pain. It could be digestion. It could be energy. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, you start with taking a supplement. You learn about those supplements and then you increase and you start to take a few more supplements. And I feel like you would understand your body at a deeper level. So this is how we level up our health from there. So from there, you probably take an array of different supplements. At least I do. And I'd recommend doing the same because by taking clean supplements, I've never felt healthier. And that includes balanced macros. That includes mobility, stretching, exercising on a regular basis. And then you could, then there's the next level. Like there's so many different levels you could level up. Like I'm really into peptides right now. They are injectable peptides. They're absolutely incredible. And I'm not recommending them or telling you that you should take them. I don't know enough about them at this point. Maybe in a few years, I'll be more inclined to recommend. But and then you level up, you could look at stem cell, like you look at stem cell therapy, like the research, and more holistic, right? The research and information that is coming out about what's happening to our health or the options that we have is unlimited. It's absolutely amazing. You could look at Elon and what he's doing with Neuralink, whether you agree with it or not. What is possible in the future is incredible. We've never had a time where people have the opportunity to be healthier ever, and that's through science and through research. And the problem here is that, and I talk about science, like there's real case studies around peptides, but they're like kind of squashing them. They don't want them to be public knowledge. They don't really want them out there because they would replace some pharmaceuticals, and pharmaceuticals have so much money, so much power. They obviously are able to suppress. You look at at least right now in Canada, you look at the natural supplement industry and they're putting in more regulations and reducing the ability to have more options for us to enjoy the benefits of natural supplements. Who do you think that's coming from? Like, I don't think it's like a secret. It's just a great job to reduce natural supplements. Like if you look, compare apples to apples or apples to oranges, like if you're looking at health issues or danger-wise, I think at least the deaths from inaccurate pharmaceuticals, prescribed at the wrong level, taken the wrong way, top five across the board. You look at natural supplements, zero, zero. But they want to put more regulations on natural health supplements, right? It makes absolutely no sense unless you look at the money and who has the most power and who's putting those restraints on the industries. If you're taking Flintstone kids or giving your kids Flintstone kids for the last 10 years, you don't want to hear that that's actually harmful to their health, right? If you love your doctor and your doctor's telling you to take Centrum because it's a good multivitamin, you don't want to hear that you shouldn't be taking Centrum because then you feel like your doctor that you love dearly has given you false information. And that's why people don't necessarily want to hear about this topic. Also why many people in my position won't talk about this type of stuff, because they don't want to be that negative entity. When I earlier talked about, there's actual research of people that of the perception of people when they give you perceived bad news. I feel like this is good news. I feel like for you being here and listening to this topic and understanding better about proper supplementation, it's a good thing. This was like a friend of mine, he owns a hedge fund, incredibly smart, knows more about money now than I probably ever will. And we've been really good friends. We played professional baseball together. And he'll tell me about, he's really good at saving. I'm really good about marketing. So I teach him marketing. He teaches me savings. And we're like diving deep into my finances right now because, truthfully, we're making more money. And I don't want to be in that position where we're spending more money just because we're making more money and then not knowing where that money goes, for a different subject. But I said, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to look at numbers because it's depressing. And he's like, but they're not. He's like, your numbers look good. We just have to change your frame of mind and help you understand that if you take these steps, that will actually make your situation even better. So that's the same situation for some of you guys that are sitting there like, I don't really want to hear this kind of stuff. It's good. Like for you to sit here and listen and make better choices for your health, that's a good thing, regardless of what was happening in the past. So I want to go through, I promised some ingredient talk here. And here's the thing. Let me take a step back and just mention, as I mentioned at the beginning there, you need to look at ingredients because that will tell you, like, that's a clear path to if that's a healthy product or not. Now, I know the mass majority of people go to Costco, or they go to your pharmacy, or they go to the discount bin to get their supplements. You can buy Jameson supplements at the dollar store now, right? So, but here's the thing is that if you read the ingredients, that will tell you if that's a clean product or not. And I started mentioning this at the beginning. I don't think I went and followed through with it, but I was like a huge, large man, taking all these supplements, eating all this protein. I didn't feel good. I was like, didn't have like great digestion, nasally, didn't sleep well, irritable. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? I'm supposed to be like this elite athlete. I'm big, I'm muscular, I'm fast. I feel like I'm eating right, which I really wasn't compared to now. And so what I did is I started to read the ingredients. I'm like, can't sleep? Like, does that have something to do with this? And most people will never compare the two, right? They'll never compare the food you're putting in your body, the supplements you're putting in your body, the pharmaceuticals. Like, they could be not offering the benefit that you're looking for. And in cases like this, like the supplements I was taking or these multivitamin supplements, they're more detrimental to your health. Like, they're actually harming me. And I actually saw someone put on their story. They didn't know anything about supplements. They were just like, these are the ones I buy. It's better to take something than nothing. And I was looking through the ingredients and I was like, whoa, that's not better to take than nothing. That's going to harm your health. So what I did is I started to read the ingredients on the supplements I was taking. Then I would go and research that ingredient. And I was like, why is this chemical the same chemical in windshield washing fluid? Then I was like, why is this chemical the same chemical in the ingredients that they make glass with, or that they make cement with? And sure, people could argue, oh, they're different compounds if you put them in different areas. Regardless, they're chemicals, like they're chemical based. So why are we putting chemicals in our body? So what I did is I started to break that down, and I would make my own concoctions of supplements. That's how I got into the supplement world 10 years before we brought any supplement to market. And so I was doing that on my own in my college dorm room, being like, okay, plant, like pea protein, ingredient peas. I'm taking that, or egg whites. And that's the very bottom line. Then it was like, okay, where do the eggs or peas come from? How are they processed, right? It's a long process, which I've been doing for 20 years, but you don't have to do that. You can just listen to someone like me who actually cares and wants to make a difference in your life. I don't want to just sell you supplements. Sometimes people, they're like, I'm not sure if your magnesium is working. And I'm like, get off it. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, stop taking it. Like, don't take it for a week. See what happens. And like 9 times out of 10, they come back and they're like, you're right. And no one from another company that just wants to keep pushing supplements on you would say that. They would say, oh, don't worry about it. It is working. Just keep taking it, right? We don't want to sell you products that you're not going to use. And we don't want to sell you products that aren't going to benefit you. That's why we sit here an hour a week, twice a week, to do lives to educate you on proper nutrition, or proper mindset, or lifestyle. Okay, ingredients. Those of you could be listening to our nationally syndicated radio show and podcast. You could Google this if you want. I'm pulling up Centrum Silver Adults multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement. I don't know if I should. So this is actually labeling coming from Pfizer. So I believe that makes sense that Pfizer would sell a supplement like this. I'm not going to get into vaccines and what supplements may or may not, what supplements or companies may or not have your best interest in mind. That's not for me to say at this point. But I feel like you should look at where products are coming from, right? Like what is the benefit from that company giving you what information? It's like milk, right? Like they have, like, we know that milk, like if you produce too much milk, they dump it out, right? You can't produce too much milk, and you have to sell milk that's government regulated, right? And then you're not able to have raw milk. Why do you think that's happening? Who controls that industry? It's the government. And where does the money go? Think about it for a moment when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to read through all these because I can look at, let's do some quick math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20. I'm working on my math. I didn't want to give you the wrong number. 120 ingredients roughly in one supplement. Is that true? Is that real? Like, that is mind boggling. Okay. So they're like, oh, it's actually a good thing because you're getting more out of it. No, you're not. So let's go through some of these ingredients. I'm just going to cherry pick some. Okay. We got a calcium in there. We got a calcium and magnesium in there. Okay. So let's just, truthfully, I'm on vacation. Oh, okay. Laura. Okay. So calcium and magnesium need to be taken separately. So then people say, well, why do companies sell magnesium and calcium in the same pill? Because it's more bang for their buck. They can charge more for two cheap supplements, putting them together, than they can by charging them individually. And then you have the marketing aspect, right? So those companies are not necessarily out to improve your health. They're out to make money. It's all about marketing, especially when it comes to supplementation. So at the very first couple ingredients, I see a calcium and I see a calcium carbonate and I see a magnesium oxide. You're not getting any magnesium if you take calcium, because calcium, like, they compete for absorbability. And if you have ingredients that your body is not absorbing, or a product that your body doesn't absorb, you're not getting the benefits out of it. That's why when I talk about Epsom salt versus magnesium bath flakes. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate, the lowest end of the absorbability scale. So your body absorbs very little of that, which is why Epsom salt is so cheaply and abundantly found everywhere, because it's a cheap product. They can't charge a lot for it because it doesn't really make that much of a difference. On top of that, you look at multidextrins or fragrances that they add in to an Epsom salt at the pharmacy. toxicity, and you're actually sitting, you're marinating your body in toxins, which is mind blowing, right? So then you'll have a magnesium bath flake. That's magnesium chloride at the top of the magnesium scale. That one costs more money, but you get more out of it. So you have more value. I would go as far as to say your Epsom salt's probably a waste of money. But then the problem is people compare the two. Oh, wait, bath flakes cost more than Epsom salt. I'll just get the Epsom salt, and the Epsom salt doesn't do anything, right? So that's the importance. Your body absorbs the calcium chloride, or calcium chloride, the magnesium chloride, right? Your body's not absorbing the Epsom salt. That's how you compare the two. So if you're looking at this multivitamin, you're like, oh, great, I'm going to get magnesium oxide and calcium carbonate. There is also a potassium chloride in here. At any rate, it's for a different topic. So at first glance, I can tell you that you're not getting calcium, you're not getting magnesium in this product. And then we can look at, I'm just going to go through a handful of these. Red 40, it's a dye. Like red dye is something that causes night terrors in kids. So this is an adult one, but what do you think is what's happening with adults when that messes with their sleep cycle? If it messes with kids, you think it's not going to mess with adults? You could look at, I could do more research on each one of these, but I'm not going to because I think it's a waste of my time. Okay, then we could look at cornstarch. Cornstarch is genetically modified. It's usually as a filler. They actually use corn to fatten cows. And it's genetically modified. Then we could look at maltodextrin. Maltodextrin is a sugar based from corn. And that's another genetically modified ingredient that you should be staying away from. GMOs were brought to the market in 1996. They were brought to the market for farmers to increase production so they can produce products in less amount of time. They grow faster. They grow bigger. And then they're resistant to pesticides. So you could look at Monsanto. I think Bayer actually owns Monsanto. Now Bayer, the pharmaceutical company, owns Monsanto. That's how big Bayer is, if you can imagine, because Monsanto is a huge conglomerate that has like a stranglehold on the seed industry. Monsanto seeds are sprayed or coated with a silver coating of Roundup resistant chemical. So you plant that into the ground, and then they can spray Roundup, which is owned by Monsanto, now owned by Bayer. They can spray that, and it won't kill the seed, but it will kill all the weeds, right? But it's also toxic. Roundup is toxic. The seed is now toxic, and that's a genetically modified product, which is why you want to stay away from it. Brought out in 1996, staggering amount of digestion issues, chronic health issues, allergies after 1996 when genetically modified foods were brought to the market. Crazy. Don't believe me. Do your own research. There's a couple other ones I wanted to mention. Talc powder, like that talc powder, I think it was Johnson & Johnson went through huge lawsuits with talc powder in babies, like baby powder. That's talc. So that is a toxic product they're putting on babies that were causing them harm, and they're going through a number of lawsuits. I don't know if that's ever been settled or what happened with them. That is in Centrum. And then silicone dioxide, very similar. That whitens the pill. That's a chemical that whitens your pill so it looks white. Otherwise, it'd probably be yellow. And they've done research that white pills sell better than yellow pills. Crazy, right? That's just Centrum, and that's only a handful of ingredients. There's 120 ingredients in there. Mind blowing. Okay, this is the last one. Then I gotta go. Let's go with, I just pulled up Flintstone Kids here. Glucose syrup. That's liquid sugar. It's syrup. This is the first ingredient. I talked about this in another live about how you read ingredients. The earlier on in ingredients, that's the most of that product. So let's say you have a product with 10 ingredients, and the first one is sugar. Well, that product is mostly sugar. Then the second one may be hydrogenated oils. The second most amount of ingredients is listed in the second place. And we've designed all our own labels. You have to be label compliant when you release a product to the public. So that's how I know how the ingredients work. So sugar is the second ingredient in Flintstone Kids. We know sugar is highly addictive. We know it's detrimental to our health. It spikes our blood sugar levels. So we give kids Centrum or Flintstone, we give our children Flintstone Kids multivitamin in the morning, send them to school. They're bouncing off the walls. They can't focus. Then we tell them they have ADD or ADHD, whatever it is now, right? And then we put them on more medication while we're still giving them Flintstone Kids. I'm ranting here, but it's just a crazy world that we live in. Okay, the last one, vegetable oil. This is an easy one. I could go through more of these, but vegetable oil in particular is, this one here is palm oil. It says vegetable oil in brackets palm. Palm oil is highly processed, which means it's inflammatory to the body, and inflammation causes chronic pain. That's it. So this, as a parent, we don't want to hear this truth, and people will be mad at me for sure. I'll get a message that says, you don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with Flintstone Kids. That's just how it goes when I talk about subjects like this that people don't want to hear about because they don't want to feel like they've harmed their child through supplementation or through ingredients or through food, whatever it is. But I got to tell you, like, I would say, like, this is my truth. You can go and find your own facts, but look at the ingredients, and start to be aware of what you're putting in your body, and then do some research. Like, you pull up a product before you buy it. And you know, the problem is many times you go to a supplement company and try to ask them questions and they don't answer you. They either don't know, they don't care, or they don't want to take the time to pay someone to answer those questions, or they don't know the answers. I can't tell you how many times I've picked up called a 1-800 number on from a company. I don't know if it's legally they have to put it there, but I'll call them and ask them questions about their product. They don't know. I don't know. We'll get back to you. Or we don't have someone to answer those questions right now. We'll get someone to call you back. Think they call back? Of course not. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm out of here. That's it. That's what I have to tell you about. So you shouldn't be taking, you certainly shouldn't be taking Centrum. You certainly shouldn't be giving your kids Flintstone Kids. If you want to take a multivitamin, you start with food. Then you look at the multivitamin or the vitamins you're looking to increase for whatever benefits you're looking for. So you always have to reverse engineer. What are you looking for? Like when someone comes to me and say, hey, heard you got a fitness program. And I'm like, yeah, we do. How can I help you? Or what are you looking for? Like, what benefit do you want? Because then we can reverse engineer. We can take steps backwards and be like, okay, you want to heal chronic pain. You have, your knees are bugging you. You're not able to work out because you have too much pain in your body. All right, well, let's start taking steps to improve that. Process. You want to lose some weight? How much do you want to lose? Why do you want to lose weight? A lot of people, I don't know, just want to lose some weight, feel better. Like, okay, well, let's figure out why before we get you set up with a plan so we can follow a step-by-step process. When you're looking at through supplementation, it's the same thing. Figure out why you want benefits, what that's going to offer you in your life, and then take the proper steps to make that happen. I'm out of here. Have a great day, everyone. Hope to see you online. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on Instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.